Anything else? What else?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
All right, so a question about the para.
Yes.
So you had said that it can't be used to backfill para, which is certainly true at the state level.
Yeah.
Well, once the money gets to the districts, now under SB1, which was supposed to be the fix for para, the districts were supposed to split. I mean, there was a lot of more money going into para. There were some increases, some supplemental payments that were going to go into para.
Right.
And the districts were supposed to split that increase with the employees, with the unions.
Yep.
And with the exception of maybe Adams, they haven't really. Overwhelmingly, they haven't. I mean,
I'm not sure. I know that
even Greg,
have not split it. They just swallowed it.
Right, right. That's what I mean, is that they've basically swallowed it.
If you want to fix that, if you want that, if that's what's happening, right, then we can't legislate that. There's a certain amount of money that goes to districts, and that is the way our education system is structured. If you want to fix that, put up on a website how much of that money is the district is spending on para. And I guarantee parents will go nuts.
But do you need the tax increase to put it up on the website?
Yeah. Oh my God, to have a website like that, I don't know, $18 million, $20 million, and then to offer it, yeah. You should see, you know what it's going to cost? I just got the budget today. Do you know what it's going to cost to finally have our driver's license system for the state of Colorado? To have a simple system where you go up and you get your driver's license, and you can do it as you're coming in, do all the prep work on your handheld device. You know what that's going to cost? $80 million, just so you're clear. Right? And it's been bid out. We've been working on this for 2.5 years. They told me that today as we did our budget meetings. Right? This, I mean, that's just what it is.